Good morning, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Mac City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre, and we're going to start today's episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me, so thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
How's it going, you guys? It's Jake White, JJW, coming at you from Norrell Toyota in Fort McMurray. Just wanted to say hi and come on down and check the place out.
Hi, my name's Richard. I'm the service manager here at Norrell Toyota.
Hi there, I'm Adam. I'm here at Norrell Toyota. I'm a product advisor.
Hi, I'm Cass. I'm the appointment coordinator. Happy to help you.
Hey, it's Keith Simpson here. I'm the general manager of Norrell Toyota, soon to be Fort McMurray Toyota. Pretty excited for our new dealership. As you've seen, you met all my staff. These guys are all my family. We're here to take care of you. Come on down and be part of our family.
And we are back. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Norrell Toyota. We really do appreciate your ongoing support. As everybody at home knows, I do not introduce my guests because they can do a better job at that than myself. So, sir, can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
Good morning, Elliot, and thanks for having me here today. It's exciting. It's a first podcast, so a little nervous. Talk fast, just correct me.
There you go.
My name is Stephen Jeffrey. I've lived in Fort McMurray 12 and a half years now. My story is a bit of a long one. We don't have time for that today, but if you're open to it, I'm more than happy to come back and share pieces of it, because I think it's important to get the message out. So me, personally, what I'm here for today is to talk about past two plays.
Okay.
So for me, I'll also preface that I do sit on the board of directors for Spinal Cord Injury Alberta, have for the last 8 years. I also am very active with MAD National. I sit on a couple of cross-country monthly calls for victims that are survivors of drunk drivers and living with their lives. And I also meet, which is a very humbling experience, is to be part of a group for, it's called Man to Man, and it's about fathers who have lost their children due to a drunk driver. It's for me, I find it very humbling, and to be invited to that and be part of that is very special to me.
Mm-hmm.
So back to today, what I'm here for today is to talk about Past Two Plays. I've been a member of the board of Past Two Plays since 2017. For the last 2.5 years, I've been the chair of the board of directors. I want to say that it's been an incredible experience. In my 7 years, I've watched Past Two Plays grow in the services that they're providing to the community, to those in need that are suffering from addiction. And let's be honest, addiction is a terrible disease. It's horrible what it does to not only to the individual, but the damage it does to the families and society as a whole. So Past Two Plays is here to help. We have a detox program. We predominantly take people from the Fort McMurray region, also from the Wood Buffalo region. We even, if we don't have anybody in filling the beds, we maximize our bed space and we bring in clients from all over Alberta. We've even brought in clients from BC. The program at Past Two Plays that Amber and her team run and deliver with compassion is incredible to see. It's impressive with the numbers of people we put through. Just to give you an example, from April of 2023 to March of 2024, we've served and helped 775 clients.
Whoa.
With 3 detox beds and 11 post-treatment or pre-treatment beds. So we have a detox program to help people get off. Those that want to come in, we don't turn people away. We bring them in, we want to see them get better. We bring them in, we detox them. We offer, if they want to, if they're willing to, and they like what they're getting now, we will hold them in what we refer to as our pre-treatment beds. And in the pre-treatment beds, we hold them there until we can get them into a treatment program, whether it's in Alberta, whether it's in BC, but wherever we can get them into a treatment program. I want to say that we have a 83% success rate of bringing the detox clients in and then sending them to treatment. It's incredible.
Okay. So it's like a first step for them in their journey, potentially.
Correct.
Interesting.
And,
okay.
And the program offers a lot of day programs, trying to help people understand why, where they're at. Not really the psychological piece of it, but providing the tools. So we have the 12-step program. You're with people that are like-minded, that are also on their journey of recovery, right? So it's a great program. We bring in a lot of people in town that have gone through the programs through Past Two Plays will come back to the day treatment programs just to, it's like a meeting for them. It helps them with their sobriety, right?
And, okay.
You know, we do host an event in the summer to give back to the community if anybody's interested. It's usually in August. We host a community barbecue.
Okay.
And we invite everybody to come on out and just have a look around Past Two Plays, listen to the stories.
And where in town is that located?
Okay, you know, that's a great question. When you're leaving town and you make the right to go to the Timmy's.
Yep.
Go down to the Timmy's, hang a right.
Instead of left to the Timmy's.
That's right.
Okay.
Come back up around. It's the white building that's there that's got the trees around it.
Yeah.
It's kind of privatized.
Mm-hmm.
Looks like a house, right?
It really does. I've been there before, yeah.
And it is a house. You know, it's a great place. It's a welcoming atmosphere.
Mm-hmm.
The staff there are amazing. Like I said, their compassion and empathy for the clients is bar none.
I got a question about it being local, and you said it takes primarily locals. In my head, because I used to send some of my staff there when I worked for a different company and they needed assistance, that would be a place that I sent them. But a lot of our staff was from out of town, and they loved that because it was removed from their communities. How do you find that works for people in Fort McMurray that use it that might still have friends, family that could potentially be a barrier or like an obstacle for their treatment plans?
I think that the way that the center is set up like a house, right? You have, you know, you have your rooms upstairs.
Yeah.
You have a sitting room. There's a kitchen, an eating area, but it's not set up in this form of a true medical facility. It's a home.
Okay.
Right. It's a place to recover.
Yeah.
It's a safe place, and I think we've had a lot of people come from the community. We've never heard anything untowards or negative about their experience.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, we still get people that are from the community will come in just to check in with the staff to see how they're doing,
because oh, that's awesome.
It becomes part of their life, right? And you know, for me with my journey and other things. I found that when I was at the Glenrose Hospital in Edmonton for my injuries, I find the Glenrose to be a very relaxing and safe place for me.
Okay.
And I would imagine that's the same for the clients that are from town that have gone through the program, have been successful, and they go there just to get that sense of safety, familiarity, and it's also grounding in the training and the learning that they've received, right? It's kind of like a reinforcement, I would imagine.
Yeah, fair enough. Now yourself, how did you find yourself on this board, or what about this board spoke to you that made you want to join?
Great question. So for me, the reason why I wanted to join, there was an opportunity in my previous employment it was a call put out to join a board of Past Two Plays. To be quite honest, I didn't know where it was. I knew it was a detox center, but it's more than a detox center, and we'll get into that.
Yeah.
But to me, I was the victim of a drunk driver. I was crushed in town between my car and a drunk driver's car in town. Again, future stories for another podcast.
Yeah.
I wanted to give back. First and foremost, I wanted to give back to the community, but I wanted to help in a way where I could help persons that are suffering from addiction that want to recover, to avoid and prevent them doing that to somebody. Because I can tell you, I think when a person is under the influence driving and they hit somebody, I would imagine for the majority of people, and I won't say all people, because I've met some people that they don't have a conscience, to be quite honest. But those that do, I've met people that have injured persons due to their intoxication or they're under the influence, and the remorse they feel, and it's with them for their life. Yeah. So if I can be part of something mm-hmm. that helps somebody avoid that, that's a plus.
Cool. Now, you said you've been here for 12 years?
12 and a half years. I came here April 2012, yeah.
And now, you're retired?
Yeah.
Semi?
Semi-retired.
Semi-retired. Yeah. But you stopped working for the organization that you
Correct.
Were with. So,
Correct.
You've chosen to stay in Fort McMurray in your retirement. Why is that?
Well, for I have a family that lives here. Grandchild lives here.
Yeah. The kids
honestly,
always get you.
Yeah, I know. They get you, right? But I think... For me too, it's when people talk about Fort McMurray that have never been here, mm-hmm. it just grates on my nerves because Fort McMurray has a bad rap from, let's say, two decades ago. Mm-hmm. This is not the same place. This is a community that the business has put a lot of money into to families and having programs in place for them to be very successful. I mean, whenever I meet people like that, I tell them, you know what, you should just Google Mac Island and you tell me if that's not the best recreational facility in Canada. You
yeah.
tell me, right? You tell me. Fort McMurray has a lot to offer for people if you want to go find it, right? There's a lot of community involvement that you can get involved in. There's a lot of programs you can become involved in. There's a lot of associations that you can join if you want to. You know, for people that, and I understand people working, you're on shift, you're on days off, you want to rest, get it. Mm-hmm. But there's a lot of people that are retiring here, and there's a lot of opportunities for them to have a really great life. There's
yeah.
a lot to be offered within Fort McMurray.
Yeah, man. My parents decided to retire here. My dad's 71, my mom's 70, turning 71 shortly here.
Mm.
And they retired here, and it was one of the best things they ever did because they moved here in the 70s. So now that they're retired, they have all their friend group. And so it's easier for them to get around versus I know a lot of individuals moved. And it's hard being and making friends when you're in like your... twilight or retirement years.
Yeah.
Like, so staying in town, that sense of community is definitely a thing they found has been a huge benefit to just like staying put.
Yeah.
Okay, well, Tanner just tapped his phone. That means he's ready with his questions for the Max City Minute, brought to you by Carrie and Patchouli Rose. Tanner, take it away.
All right, question number one. What is your go-to food for breakfast?
Ooh, mine? Boiled eggs, rye toast, and an avocado.
Nice.
Question number two. If you could take a ride in any mode of transportation, what would you choose?
Oh, definitely an F-15.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Question number three. What is one thing you feel like the community has given you?
A sense of purpose. Honestly, to give back.
Question number four. What is one hobby people might be surprised you have?
That's a good one. RCs. I have RC trucks.
Sick.
Cool.
I got a nice tracks. It's the thing will do like 60K on the street, and that's like, whoa.
Yeah, that's cool. And your final question. What do you think is the go-to dessert for you?
Oh, that's easy. Carrot cake.
Carrot cake?
Those have been your five questions.
Carrot cake, man.
Gregory Pierre, there you go. My dad loves carrot cake. And we like literally just had a party at the house and everybody's like excited for cake. We thought it was going to be chocolate, maybe vanilla, maybe ice cream. I don't know. Then we cut into it and it was carrot cake and everybody's just like, really? Like, we like carrot cake. It's good. But for a birthday?
Gotta get cultured, Gary.
Okay.
Oh, gotta get cultured.
Let me hear about your love of carrot cake. Like, that's your go-to cake.
Love it. It's just the mix, right? The sweetness on the top. You got the texture in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
I love it.
And do you make it yourself? Is it something you purchase? How do you get your carrot cake?
I get my carrot cake from my wife.
There you go.
Best place to get it.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's hilarious. I can't believe you said carrot cake. Because literally 72 hours ago, there was a huge family debate at the Pierre's house in regards to, is carrot cake an appropriate cake for a birthday party in regards
oh, yeah.
to the primary cake?
Yes.
Because you can have like secondary cakes, but interesting, carrot cake.
Mm.
What I want to jump back into outside of carrot cake, though, is RCs. When did you get into that?
You know, I got, it's kind of, it's funny. Years ago, I was into it. Little, right? And then we got our lab a couple of, he's five now, but when he was one, I bought a little RC toy car for like $20 at at Canadian Tire, and I thought, wouldn't it be fun to put his treats on there and have him chase it around?
Mm-hmm.
And just sit there in the living room and just get him to play with it, right?
Yeah.
And then it's like, well, geez, this is fun. So I went out and bought, I bought a helicopter, like a drone.
Okay.
That, and then just got into the RCs because something to do in my days off and just to kill time, right? There's mm-hmm. a lot of, like if you go into Parsons Creek, they got the nice dirt little area there. Mm-hmm. It's perfect for messing around in there, right? So so the last one I picked up was a Trax. It's about this big.
Yeah.
Full suspension, metal bottom.
Gas powered?
No, it's got, it's battery powered, but man, that thing just rips. It flies.
You must eat those batteries.
Yeah, that's why I bought two with a stage at battery station.
Yeah.
So when I go, I take both batteries, right?
Nice.
Then what, you get like an hour?
Yeah, about an hour, yeah.
Have you ever taken it to like one of those tracks, or you just freestyle it yourself?
Just freestyle it around, yeah. Just to play with it and see what it'll do. What's interesting about it, the way it's designed with the little bit wider, that when it does flip over, it literally will flip itself back onto its wheels, right itself, and take right off and not miss the speed, just keep going.
We have an RC park here, don't we?
I'm not aware.
I know that there's, I'm pretty sure that there's, if at least for planes, there's an RC park just outside of town.
Yeah, that'd be for the planes though, right?
Yeah.
I would imagine that would have to be away from the airport.
Right? Yeah, well, I don't know, maybe they have truck tracks though, because it just says RC park on the sign. So
whereabouts out of town?
Like I don't know, 15 minutes, 10 minutes outside.
Check
of town.
It out. Yeah. Oh, by the motocross track, maybe
farther.
Okay.
Yeah. We were in Tucson and we went into a mall, like just a mall.
Oh, that was sick.
And they had a track in there, and people were like racing it on the track. They had bridges and stuff.
Really?
Dude, it blew my mind just because like they were keeping it on track. Like I've played around, I've got a little kid, we have a few like little dinky ones from Toys R Us or whatever, and to control them is hard. I can't imagine keeping it on like
because the ones track. Now the one that I got, it's just a steering wheel, right? And on my phone it's got an app, literally it's an app, it's called The Garage.
Yeah.
And you can go in and fine tune the performance on this thing.
Cool.
It's pretty wild.
That is neat.
Yeah, there is a track, it's called McMurray RC Modelers. And there's like a whole track.
Check it out.
Yeah.
Awesome. Thanks, Tyler.
Yeah, no, that's really neat. Yeah. Now, you're a guy who likes to travel.
Yes.
So, where are you traveling to next? Where is the next hot spot that you're interested in hitting up?
That's a good question. We're thinking it's not a hot spot. Not a hot spot.
Yeah.
But we want to hit the island.
Oh, have you ever been?
No.
You've never been to Ireland? Okay. No. So, I'm not going to bore everybody with my Ireland stories. Why Ireland as a location?
It's just the culture there, right? And you read about the Celts and the history of it.
Mm-hmm.
Ireland is rich with history. We've done a lot of research on it, and we just want to go check it out. It doesn't matter what time of year we go. We know we're going to have a really great time, so we're going to.
You're going to get rain.
You know what?
Awesome.
Speaking of
summertime,
rain,
summertime was really hot though.
Speaking of rain, like it won't bother me. I lived in Kitimat, BC for 32 years. They get rain.
Like, what do you mean?
It's on the west coast.
Yeah.
In northern BC.
Yeah.
And I remember one summer, it rained for 66 days of some sort of precipitation. Not a summer.
Gross.
Lots of rain.
Yeah. BC, it blows my mind. Like, and how did that mentally affect you?
You know how that, it's interesting you say that. I asked that. When you live there, it's kind of like you feel kind of down kind of sometimes because it's just all monotonous, right? But when I moved to Fort McMurray, there was a lot of people, and I can't remember what they call it, but it's like a gray depression kind of a thing, and mm-hmm. it's because of the weather. And
seasonal like, depression?
That's it, yeah. And it's like, really? And then when I heard that, it's like, man, that would explain a lot, right? Because it's, you're in a valley, it's locked in, you're right on the coast, you're off the Douglas Channel, and it, like one year, put it this way, one year, it snowed 5 feet in 24 hours.
Oof.
It was insane. Set a record in Canada, yeah.
Wow.
3 days later, it was all gone from the rain.
Rain. Holy. Yeah, so yeah, no.
You didn't have to shovel.
Yeah, facts.
Yeah. Facts. Just wait, and it'll wash away.
There you go. Well, yeah, listen, Tanner tapped his watch. That means we are out of time. That being said, before we cut you loose, everybody gets a shameless shout-out or plug. So you have the mic, the camera, lights. Have fun.
I just want to give a shout out to Amber, her management, and the staff at Past Two Boys. You guys are an amazing team, delivering value needed services to those that are looking for it. So the board applauds you. Thank you for all your hard work.
There we go. Well, for McMurray, Wood Buffalo, the rest of the world, that's been another episode of the Mac City Morning Show. From the bottom of my heart, thank you very much for tuning in. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Neural Toyota, as well as Carrie from Patchouli Rose and the beautiful people at Coldwell Banker. Hope everybody at home is having a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Peace.
Hi, everyone. It's Carrie with Patchouli Rose here at Thickwood Barbershop. If you're wondering what to get your loved one this season for Valentine's Day, I make an all-natural anti-aging skin serum called Good Skin. It's good for men and women, and it's available for purchase here at the barbershop, downtown at the corridor shops and events, and on my website. Thank you for your support.
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst.